I'm working on a couple different things. One is an early, and I've been kind of beating around the bush with it a little bit, but I have some general ideas of what I want to do for Age of Deceit 3.
Nice.
The vision is a little bit more grand, so it might take time, it might take money to do it. It might take some kind of fundraiser to do it because I can't. It would just part one and part two were done out of my own pocket, pretty much a zero budget thing. Just I have some video editing software and let's go. So that part one and part two were very basic in that sense. But this next one, I really want to tackle some bigger concepts and do a little bit more of a true documentary in a sense, not just a video with pictures and me talking the whole time or whatever. A little bit more of an investigative sort of out in the field sort of thing. So I have that kind of in the midst of all this other stuff happening. And then I am also working on what will hopefully be a movie on the supernatural. And technically I'm waiting for an interview with you, Josh. I don't know how we're gonna do it. I think we had talked. I was gonna have you go out to some videographer out there where you used to live and do something. But
Then I moved.
then you moved, and we'll figure it out. But
Well,
I
come here and do it here. We'd love to have you.
that's kind of what I was thinking. But again, that takes money, and so we'll have to figure that out. But
Right.
so yeah, that's a video that or a DVD that I want to produce on the topic of the supernatural, specifically made for the church. So I don't want to get too crazy and off the wall Nephilim, portals, CERN. I don't want to go that direction too much. I want to have sort of a primer or just an introductory sort of thing for your average Christian and really show them, like, number one, this our faith, our belief system is supernatural. I know L.A. Marzulli talks about it all the time, like floating axes and guy resurrecting and walking on water, but then for some reason after Sunday we walk around like we're staunch materialists, which is true. It is true. We don't believe in the supernatural during the week, and then on Sunday it's praise God for all your miracles, so there's a little bit of a hypocrisy, if you want to call it that. So I want to help the greater church sort of re-grasp some of that, and do it from a biblical foundational thing, but also help those who are in more of a charismatic bent and have them not move away from their charismatic side of things, but help ground some of that to scripture in a sense. And I'm saying this from the perspective of we just had Dr. Mike Kaiser in, and he's just so good at tying everything down to scripture and like, hey, here's what it says. Here's exactly what the word tells us about these topics. So I really want, and I already had I recorded my sit down interview with him last weekend. So I have about 2 hours of just a sit down interview with him that I think I'll include in the documentary. But I want it to be something where your more skeptical Christian can look at and say, you know what? You're right. There's a lot more supernatural stuff going on. Let me look into Genesis 6 more, or that kind of thing. But also your more charismatic Christian to say, okay, what really is the purpose behind something like speaking in tongues? Is it just a phenomenon that just happens and whatever? Or is there an actual purpose, a historical purpose for something like that, that stems all the way back to the Tower of Babel? And that's what some of the stuff Dr. Heiser talked about, which I thought was fascinating. And then also, the healings and stuff like that. And I came from a very skeptical side of things in terms of that stuff. Like a lot of the charismatic stuff, I see videos and I see stuff on, TV, and it's like, I don't know if I'm jiving with that, with some of the weird new agey things that are happening in some of these churches. But I do think there is a genuine part to all that. And I think what has happened is that the experiential side of Christianity has not been addressed properly, in my opinion. And so what has happened was these people who are very sensationalist in the charismatic sense. You know, healings on stage, speaking in tongues on stage, and there's nothing necessarily wrong with that, but making it a bigger showy thing than it is has turned off a lot of the church to say, no, it's not biblical, it's not, you know, correct. And so there's that one side, but then on the other side, there's people who get way too into that stuff, way too into the experience, you know, trying to experience something, experience this, experience that. And they sort of throw out theology. And so they don't have anything that they're really having, or there's no real foundation to some of their experiences. And so I want to try to bring those two sides of Christianity or the church together and sort of discuss things and say, okay, let's bring it back to the Word. And sort of, you know, I'm trying to break down walls here, you know, because we have so many walls and denominations and different belief systems. And I think if we can have a conversation about some of these topics, we will realize that we are one and the same in Christ. And so we can rejoice in that, like Philippians 4 and Paul talks about. But also that there is sort of a proper biblical precedence to the experiential side of Christianity. And I think, again, that charismatic side, they are seeking the experience so much that because they don't have their guard up, they allow in all these new age things. And, you know, now they're doing Kundalini things and, you know, like weird, not good stuff as part of their experience of being filled with the Holy Spirit when really it's probably not the Holy Spirit, you know. So that's a big project. I know I thought it was going to be a simple thing, but it seems like it's going to be a little bit more complicated only because it needs to stay simple. It needs to stay short. You know, it needs to be under an hour, really. I can't do a 3-hour documentary like Age of Deceit 2. People aren't going to watch it. So it's going to have to be a very snappy, quick thing. And for some reason, to make something like that, to make it more mainstream, it's a little bit harder. You know, you got the production value, the levels of everything has to be a little higher. The how fast the story moves has to be, you know. So that's a big project. I wanted it to have it done by this summer, but there's just no chance that's going to happen. So that's a secret project that's not so secret that I've been working on.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a fantastic film and well worth the wait. Angie writes in, what does Gans Shimura think of Planet X / Nibiru?
What do I think of Planet X and Nibiru? I think it's interesting. I was a pretty big Planet X skeptic, only because some of the arguments against a Planet X were, in my opinion, they were pretty sound. First, you have bring it back to Dr. Heiser. You know, SitchinWasWrong.com is one of his main websites, right? And he shows that Sitchin was very loose or liberal with some of his interpretations, and you know, if you get into sort of the linguistic nitty gritty, it's not as clear cut as Sitchin suggests. So there's that. But then part of the big argument against Planet X from sort of a scientific or secular view was that if there was a planet that comes into our solar system as we understand it, then you know, the Earth would be destroyed because everything would be out of place and blah, 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 blah. Now, I find it interesting that it's that very argument of perturbations in the outer planets or whatever that modern science has more or less admitted that there is another foreign object out there that is interfering, that has an elliptical orbit. I mean, all these things that Planet Xers have been saying for years. And now science is saying the data lines up. We haven't seen this planet or this object, but the science and the math lines up. There is something out there that seems to be tugging at, you know, our solar system. And so I think it's possible that there's something out there, but man, I don't know. I can't tell you that I believe that there is or there isn't. We talked to Doug Elwell, who does a good job of showing biblically from his perspective some interpretations of the Bible that you know, apply the Planet X concept to it. and I think it's interesting. I think it's fascinating. I don't think you can dismiss it outright. But I don't know. I'm not sure. You know, I'm kind of like, huh. But then, you know, there's another part of me that, I'm not, and this is going to set off flames, but I'm not a flat earther. But I understand this light is just crazy. I understand the discussion. I understand the passion people have about that topic and the reason why they're so passionate about it, because, you know, it really does raise the question, I guess the epistemological question is the proper phrase there, but of how we know what we know. And in that regard, it really is a good question. Like, how do we know what's up there? Do we trust the people that say they know what's up there? That sort of thing. I get all that. I understand that you know, approach. So in that sense, I can chalk it up as potentially a huge deception coming. There's a TV show called The Event, where the last episode, they didn't get to a second season, but in the last episode, these people who are actually aliens, they look just like people that have integrated into human society, you know, sounds kind of familiar. They go to a collider, they do something with some technology, they open up a portal, and boom, their planet that was dying appears in the sky over the Earth, and so there it is. There's kind of that tie into Planet X, and maybe that's something that's going on. I don't know, but I see all the theories. I've waded through a lot of the different perspectives, and I'm not going to sit on one interpretation or one view of it just because I don't know. I really don't know for sure, but I do find it interesting. I do find it a fascinating topic, and I keep my finger on the pulse. You know, I'm not going to tell you that I know for sure because I don't, but I do think it's an interesting topic that's worth sort of keeping an eye on.